Chapter 8, People Focus. We achieved a number of successful outcomes to drive employment and engagement of people with disability and continue to build a disability-confident workplace. Disability-confident recruitment practices. In February 2021, we were proud to achieve Disability-Confident Recruiter Status, DCR, through the Australian Network on Disability, making us the largest organisation to attain this status. With an extended workforce of 75,000, Australia Post now joins leading organisations across the country committed to inclusive recruitment practices. Throughout our DCR journey, we created new initiatives to drive disability inclusion across our organisation, examined what changes could be made to assist in this goal, and as a result, have now widened our talent pool for future employees with these inclusive practices. One of the most important lessons for us continues to be how simple and inexpensive adjustments to these recruitment processes and roles can be. Too often, when people think about hiring candidates with disability, they assume that adjustments will be time intensive or require a huge financial outlay. However, we have many examples of adjustments we've made during our hiring process that simply required a bit of lateral thinking and some empathetic communication. We're delighted to share Murat's take on this and his experience joining our business. Image on page, Murat Hussain, standing in a parcel facility. When I applied for my job at Australia Post, I let them know that I can lip read, but prefer an Auslan interpreter for interviews and important meetings. Once they knew this, I was really surprised by the support I had from the start, during my training, and even now. Murat Hussain, Parcel Delivery Officer, Sunshine West Parcel Delivery Centre, Victoria. Top of page reads, Accessibility Matters. Accessibility Matters Employee Reference Group. Established in 2019, the Accessibility Matters Employee Reference Group provides insights and feedbacks on products, services, and workplace experiences of people with disability and carers. Accessibility Matters is member-led by two elected chairs, with a key criterion for this role that the person has disability or primary caring responsibilities for someone with disability. The chairs are members of the Accessibility Steering Group, which oversees the implementation of the plan. In this capacity, they provide a crucial link to the broader group and arrange for steering group representatives to join the monthly employee group meetings to discuss projects and initiatives. Board members regularly attend the Accessibility Matters meetings to learn firsthand about the topics that matter and to better understand how they can support the activities and initiatives of the group. During the life of this plan, Accessibility Matters welcomed their 100th member and have been involved in a range of initiatives to implement practical solutions to improve access and inclusion, including workplace adjustment guidelines and digital passport, IT network upgrades to improve Auslan video relay and live captioning services, advice on the issue of clear face shields at sites where employees rely on lip reading to communicate, encouraging employees with disability to share feedback in the employee engagement survey, user testing accessibility tools for our intranet, and improving Australia Post event accessibility to incorporate Auslan interpreters and live captions in online events, including annual results and customer live streams. The Accessibility Matters Network has also been actively involved in authentically representing people at Australia Post with disability in a range of communication and engagement activities, including the Australia Post Values Campaign, which feature team members speaking about the value of inclusivity and providing adjustments to empower people with disability to thrive at work, commemorating International Day of People with Disability and National Week of Deaf People by sharing their stories and raising awareness of disability in films that are shared nationally across the Australia Post team and externally. Australia Post Journeys. In 2022, we launched the first episode in our new five-part documentary series, Journeys, which looks through the lens of people that make up Australia Post, exploring their lives, history, and community while highlighting the breadth and depth of our role in connecting Australian communities. Our first documentary tells the story of Greg and Michael, a father and son who work in one of our Western Australian facilities. Michael lives with disability, including hearing loss. When he was old enough to seek work, Greg knew having his son work alongside him would be a fantastic opportunity, not only for Michael, but also for his team. Starting out as a seasonal casual, Michael now has a permanent part-time role in the same facility where his father has worked for 17 years. Michael is very caring, Greg says of his son. He loves challenges, he loves to sing, he's a great guy. As for Michael, he says his job is a joyful part of his life. I love to work at Australia Post. It's a wonderful place. I chat with my friends about where they were born, when their birthday is, and their love stories also. Check out Michael and Greg's story and keep an eye out future episodes of Journeys over the coming months via YouTube and on-demand TV. The series will also be featured in the new SBS documentary series, Australia Uncovered. In FY23, the digital content and social team's focus on telling stories of diversity and inclusion has helped us understand and appreciate the organisational and societal benefits delivered by treating everyone equally. By welcoming and celebrating differences in a flexible and open environment, we've seen how quickly mindsets can shift and how acceptance adds richness to our own lives. Anna Rogers, Digital Content Director, Chief Marketing Office. Championing people with disability. In June 2022, at the inaugural Disability Confidence Awards, we were recognised among some of Australia's leading employers for our commitment to disability confidence and our effort to improve employment opportunities for people with disability. We were recognised in three categories: Top 3 Finalist, Disability Employee Network of the Year, Accessibility Matters Employee Reference Group. Top 3 Finalist, Disability Inclusion Changemaker Award, Sharon Carroll, our Diversity and Inclusion Partner, was recognised for her individual contribution to driving impact in disability inclusion. Renewed, Disability Confident Recruiter, for our commitment to developing and maintaining an accessible and inclusive recruitment practice. We're making a concerted effort to build disability confidence in leaders and peers across our team through regular training, with almost 2,000 participants completing our bespoke training package, Let's Talk Disability, and You Can Ask That training during 2021 and 2022. Offering a step up for students with disability. Australia Post has participated in the Australian Network on Disability, stepping into internship program since 2015. Increasing the number of interns from 2 in 2015 to 12 in 2021 and 2022. Australia Post teams host the students as paid interns in their winter or summer semester breaks. The host teams gain practical experience of working with a person with disability, helping them build their disability confidence, while the intern gets practical experience and confidence in the workplace. Celebration and education through storytelling. Australia Post continues to recognise and celebrate dates of significance. In consultation with the Accessibility Matters Employee Reference Group, we now celebrate the Accessibility Matters anniversary in June and National Week of Deaf People in September, and have continued to celebrate International Day of People with Disability in December. Each of these dates provide us with an opportunity to raise awareness and educate people through sharing stories and information to challenge the way people think about disability. Anthony Mufarigi, Inclusion Coordinator at Australia Post, understands how important it is for us to talk openly about disability in the workplace. Anthony lives with mild dystonia and mild cerebral palsy and plays a key role in supporting Australia Post to create an inclusive workplace. Living with disability provides some challenges, but it's important for people to understand that this doesn't mean they should lower their expectations of what I can achieve. I love that my role enables me to help my colleagues with disability by providing them with the opportunity to lead this discussion. Image on page of Anthony Mufarigi, Inclusion Coordinator. Improving access and inclusion for team members with disability. In June 2022, Australia Post launched workplace adjustment guidelines and digital passports to make it easier for team members with disability to request a workplace adjustment and document their arrangement in their own words within a digital passport, ready to share when they need or want to. Managing workplace adjustments with dignity and respect is crucial to the engagement and retention of people with disability and ensures that team members can fully participate and be set up for success at work. Digital passports enable people to capture and share their details and adjustment requirements in their own words, removing the need for them to explain their circumstances every time they change their roles or managers within the organisation. Nancy Bereza, a postal services officer in Melbourne, said her workplace adjustment plan helped her return to work after her speech was impacted by treatment for cancer. Moving to work behind the scenes sorting mail when communicating directly with customers became too difficult. My manager has been so supportive and provided workplace adjustments so I can have a refresher training and return to doing what I love, which is serving our customers, Ms. Bezerra said. Nancy's manager, Michael, said Nancy was an incredibly valuable team member and that it was important to support team members with disability. Sometimes that means making changes at work so they can do their job effectively, and most workplace adjustments don't cost anything. You just have to listen to what they're saying and focus on the solutions, not the barriers, Michael Brogdon said. Inset picture of Michael Osman in parcel facility.